Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. Today, we are talking about one of my favorite topics, essential standards. If you are watching me live, please say hello in the comments. And if you are catching up a little bit later, then please say hello with hashtag replay. So these are some of the signs that you might want to think about introducing some essential standards into your life and into your business. One, your to-do list is absolutely insane. You sit there at the end of the day and you think, I have achieved absolutely nothing on here today. And in fact, it's probably got longer. Or maybe you procrastinate and you don't actually get anything done. You look at that list and you think, where do I even start with this? And you don't actually achieve anything at all. Maybe you are working far too late into the evening, into the night, you're compromising not having anything to eat or what you're eating. But if you're really, really honest, you're not actually getting anything done. And maybe throughout the day, again, if you're brutally honest, you realize you are working on low value tasks, just kind of stuff, like scrolling social media, admin, all that kind of stuff, low value task, and not actually attacking the stuff that's going to bring real value to your work. Maybe you jump when a client says so. You're not clear on your own standards, and so you're just kind of jumping to whoever is shouting the loudest, and you haven't got that freedom in the business, your business that you set up for in the first place. Maybe you feel like you are not making any progress in your business and you're frustrated because you know you have got a lot to say and you've got a lot to do and there's a lot of impact you could be having, but it feels like Groundhog Day. You're just going round and round doing the same old things and you're frustrated because you're not don't feel like you're getting anywhere. You're like on the hamster wheel. Maybe you're a people pleaser and you've got rubbish boundaries. And so you say yes to things and get pulled in a million different directions. Maybe you've had to make a really hard decision and you're agonizing over it. You know, you're hauling yourself over the hot coals about having to make that hard decision and whether you have the authority to do so. Maybe your imposter syndrome is going haywire. Who the hell are you to make this call? And agonizing over it was the right thing to do. Maybe you are lacking peace. Maybe you are lacking clarity and focus and you feel like you are wading through treacle and you just want a bit of clarity and focus. And maybe you are on the roller coaster of entrepreneurship and it's feast or famine and it feels awful and you just want to get consistent results. Have I convinced you yet that essential standards are essential? My name is Claire Akers. I'm an authenticity coach. I work with female founders and female entrepreneurs to help them grow aligned, impactful businesses that are capable of creating your dream life and your dream business, and let's just say it, capable of changing the world as well. And how do I know all these things about essential standards, all these signs that you might need to introduce essential standards? Well, I am a recovering high achiever. So what that basically means is my natural pattern is to be a control freak and my natural pattern is to be a people pleaser. And a little while ago, I recognized that I was basically displaying all those signs that we've just discussed. and started introducing essential standards into my life, and it has been a game changer for me, both in terms of the peace and the clarity that it's brought me, but also in terms of the consistency that it has brought me as well. And I'm going to share a bit of a personal story with you that I wasn't sure if I was going to share, but hey, I'm an authenticity coach, so let's go there. I was having a conversation with my coach recently, and I noticed a pattern, and we call this the hero complex. Let me tell you about it because you might recognize yourself in this too. So a little while ago, I was struggling. I was basically with clients, the sales and the results of my business weren't where I wanted them to be. And so I was venting essentially to my coach. It's not fair. I'm doing all the things. I'm clever. I'm intelligent. I'm a really hard worker. Why am I feeling like this again? Why am I here again? And that was it. That was the moment of clarity. It's a repeating pattern. It's a loop that I was in, where my self-worth was linked to me being able to save the day. I got some sort of reward from the roller coaster, from being at the high and feeling like I was on top of the world and I could change the world and I was doing all the things. But also when I was down in the dip, it felt very familiar because then I relished the chance to save the day, to pull myself out of the doldrums, and basically my self-worth was linked to being able to save the day. And essential standards rewrote that pattern. Introducing essential standards rewrote that pattern so that I was able to feed my ego, feed my self-worth, or teach my self-worth that it was linked to consistency, to showing up for myself every single day. And that has eradicated the roller coaster, the ups and the downs, and it's just brought me so much peace and joy. So I just wanted to share that with you, just in case you resonate with that kind of roller coaster. And I have been working with women on this stuff, this mindset stuff, this self-mastery, this peak performance stuff for over 15 years now. And I believe that introducing essential standards could be a game changer for you as well. So let's talk about it. Now, I'm going to share what I do. Now, this has been an evolving thing, right? And I by no means am saying that you need to do the same things as me. But I get asked a lot of questions about my essential standards and my morning routine. So I'm going to share exactly what I do. And feel free to copy it if it works for you. Feel free to try it. But if not, my invitation is you take inspiration from what I do and go and find your own thing. If you want to reach out and have a chat with me about how to create your own routine, please feel free to do so. But this is what I do. So number one is I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, I realize that many of you will have switched off at this point, but I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. The reason for that is that I have 3 children, and from 5 to 6 a.m. is the only guaranteed peace I've got in my day. Unless I'm in my office with the door locked, that is the only peace I will get in my day. And even then, my youngest, my three-year-old, will quite often come in and jump on me, and I have to say, "Bobby, go back to bed." She's got one of these owl lights, right? That comes on at 6 o'clock. And when the light is on her owl, she's allowed to get out of bed. But she often ignores that and comes in anyway. And she's allowed to sit with me as long as she's quiet as a mouse, which she is rubbish at. But the intention is there, right? So all being well, I get up at 5 o'clock, and I have from 5 to 6, and that is my golden time. So at 5 o'clock, I do 20 minutes of yoga. And sometimes I follow an online thing. Adrian is my favorite. If you don't know Adrian, she's got a YouTube channel called Find What Feels Good, Yoga with Adrian. It's all free, and there are hundreds and thousands of different options on there, many of them that bang on 20 minutes long. Quite often I just do my own yoga. I just like to sit there in the quiet, maybe light a candle and just follow my own routine. So that's the hard bit over with. So after that first 20 minutes, the second thing I do is 20 minutes of mindset work. And if you have not got Insight Timer yet, I would thoroughly recommend that you download Insight Timer. There are thousands of free tracks on there. Meditations, hypnosis, breath work, yoga, gosh, everything you could want to that's related to mindset. So I like to do a 20-minute meditation, and that can be on a theme that I'm working on. So really good ones have been searching for trust, gratitude, higher self, abundance, whatever you're feeling, you can search on it, and you can bet there's going to be a track in there as well. Other things that I really love to do in that mindset 20 minutes, EFT. There's a chap called Brad Yates on YouTube who, again, has hundreds, if not thousands, of free EFT, which is tapping. It's just tapping on your energy points to move energy around. And that is brilliant. I love a bit of tapping, and I'm actually training in that at the moment. So I will be able to offer that soon. So that's that 20 minutes. And then my final 20 minutes is journaling. Now, I appreciate that many of you will have a love-hate relationship with journaling. Me too. However, do it. Just try it. And there's a particular way that I do my journaling. So the first thing that I do is a gratitude list. Every morning, I write a list of 10, usually quite tiny things that I'm grateful for, that either happened the day before or that I'm just really grateful for in my life, like God, a hug from my kids, if that doesn't sound too cheesy, or things that I'm grateful for that are coming up that day. So for example, if I've got a workshop I'm running, I'll write something like, I'm grateful that the workshop was so impactful, that people were engaged, and I have changed some lives today, something like that. So I do that gratitude list of 10 things. And I sit there and I really try and feel that gratitude. You can't just do it and, you know, you can't just do it as a paint by numbers thing. You've got to feel it, or there's no point. And then after that comes my mad scientist piece, which is where I observe what is going on for me at the moment. So I might say things like, I'm feeling disconnected today, and I'll journal out what's going on there. Or something like, I've got this thing coming up today and I'm really nervous. I can feel my imposter syndrome rearing its head, and I'll journal out why that might be, how I'd like to feel instead, and what a plan to make that happen might be. So the journaling piece is really, really, I'm going to say important. If you don't like it, just give it a go. Just practice. It doesn't matter what you write. The fact is that you're putting pen to paper and just seeing what comes out. And then I'm very lucky in that my husband will bring me a cup of coffee in bed. And I get a lot of questions about how do you spend any, so you get up at 5 a.m. What time do you go to bed is the first question I normally get asked. I like to be in bed for just after 9 o'clock, if I'm honest, with a good book and asleep by ideally 9:30, but definitely by 10. And people always ask, so how do you actually see your husband? Because our three kids are getting older. My eldest is 13. She doesn't go to bed. So how do you spend any time with your husband? And what we found was that we were sitting together side by side on the sofa in the evening and watching something on telly and scrolling on our phones and calling that quality time. So we decided to stop pretending that was quality time together, and I could go to bed early with a clear conscience, and we would have instead a date lunch every week. We'd go out for a walk together, we'd go for lunch, and we'd just have that as our quality time, as a baseline, rather than rubbish evenings just sitting there scrolling. So that takes me to about 6:15. And my husband and I, we sit in bed and we chat. And we usually have one or several of the kids in bed with us. And that's kind of a really nice little family time. And I am such a better mum and wife and human being for having had that time to myself. This is the fun part next. So I go downstairs, I put on my cozy and I go into the back garden, which is where my cold tub lives. And I get into my cold tub and I sit there for probably about 10 minutes. And if you do nothing else that I've suggested to you during this conversation, I suggest you try a cold tub or cold water in some way. I'm not going to bore you with the statistics and the health benefits and the mental health benefits, but for me, I have 36 seconds of going, oh my gosh, this is hideous. What am I doing? But then after that becomes utter bliss. The best bliss I've ever had since maybe for a fleeting moment in the 90s, but a clarity, a focus, a connection. It's where I get all my ideas. And it hasn't failed me yet. I get in the cold tub and I sit there and I just get this sense of utter groundedness and purpose. And it is just beautiful. And I get out of the water and I go and get ready and I start my day. And then I get into work and I have my hero disciplines. So I said right at the start about my propensity to want to save the day, and that was creating a roller coaster in my business. So what I've done instead to encourage that consistency is I have hero disciplines in work. So this can be anything, but for me, it is grow my audience. It is following my content plan, doing live teachings like this every Thursday, or a new podcast episode, or whatever it is that I'm doing. So it's following that plan. And I have my current golden nugget project, which is where I'm sharing one tiny actionable thing that you can do every day in order to have a massive effect and ripple effect in your business. And I literally have a checklist that I can sit here and I can tick off, and every day, Monday to Sunday, I do those things. And that is teaching my subconscious and my nervous system and reprogramming that pattern that I can have those consistent results. And then finally, to talk about, to address my overflowing to-do list and feeling like I was never making any progress, I have three non-negotiables in my day. So I pick three things off my to-do list that are absolutely non-negotiable that I am not going to go to bed until I have completed. And they're high value tasks. And that goes on a special place in my whiteboard. And then I draw a line and everything else goes underneath there as a bonus. So I can have as much as I want on my to-do list, but it's a really important mindset shift that I always feel like I'm winning and making progress because I have completed, and I literally write those down and tick them off, I've completed my non-negotiables. Hopefully that makes sense. So this is what I do, but my urging is that you find the thing that works for you, but find it and commit to it. And do whatever you need to do to make yourself accountable. And I've binned this off loads. I've stopped it, I've started it, I've gone on holiday, I've got ill, but I keep coming back to it because I know that I am a better human being, a better mum, a better wife, a better business owner when I uphold my essential standards. And for me, it is an absolutely surefire way to be able to show up as my highest and best version of myself, which is incredibly, incredibly important for me, for my clients, and also for myself as well. So if you have enjoyed this conversation this morning, a little bit later on, I am going to be making a very, very special invitation. I haven't done this for more than a year. I won't spoil the surprise, but if you've been following me for a while, if you've been lurking in the background, keep your eyes peeled and your ears peeled, because this is going to be a really, really exciting invitation. So thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to this conversation, and I will see you very soon. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.